This is Sunday morning of March the 17th, 2019, and this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And the title of this word is Dark to Light. All right, the Lord began to speak, and I just wrote what He gave me. It says, change your perception from dark to light. As a son of God, the only view you have is light. I have called you out of darkness into my marvelous light. One of my sons should never despair when under trial. Peter said, think it not strange that as children of light you experience trials. View it properly. You have taken ground. You have won the victory. Satan is just counterattacking to get what he has lost back. He is always the loser. You're always the winner. I have stripped him of all power and authority over you. This is why you rejoice, because you know the truth. You are already an overcomer. You're already well. You're already rich. You're already, there's that song, you're already graced. You get the picture. Everything concerning your life is already yes. Agree with me. When you do, I say amen. For a Christian to say they are sick is a lie. A better wording would be, I'm under attack. I'm not sick, or what he appears to be, but I am under attack. This is the truth. You're right over the target. And I want to give you all a handout. Thank you. There's a picture of looks like a bomber, and it says you get most flak when you're over the target. So the proper way to view it is, I'm under attack, not I'm sick. All right, this is the truth. You're right over the target. Those who aren't making progress don't get any flack. So what does that say about you? Right, lots of progress. Dark to light. Change your view of things and you won't be condemned by the enemy. Partake of my sufferings. What is it that you say? Walking in the Spirit and staying out of the flesh. Wait a minute. Let me read that again. All right. Lots of progress. Dark to light. Change your view of things and you won't be condemned by the enemy. Partake of my sufferings. What is that you say? Walking in the Spirit and staying out of the flesh. The suffering part is not going the way of the flesh. Let that sink in. Staying in the Spirit, you're suffering because you deal with the flesh that wants to go the way of the flesh. All right. You've already won and you're walking in victory. Do you see it? Dark to light. It's all how you perceive things. You walk by faith, yes, and not by sight. No, no sight. Faith is always yes. Sight is always no. Stay in faith, light. Walk by sight, dark. See what I'm saying to you today? Satan has an arsenal, but all his weapons that were formed against humankind has been disarmed, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. Walk in the light as I'm in the light, no more walking in the dark. Dark to light. Now I want to read a few scriptures to you, and then I'm going to speak to you something that it may be, I think it's probably something that you've never heard before. The Lord spoke to me years ago about this, and I just kind of forgot about it. And I even talked to Amber about it. She's a nurse, and she can kind of confirm what the Lord had shown me. So we're going to look at 2 Corinthians 4 first. The Lord brought this up to me yesterday morning. Therefore, Therefore, since we do hold and engage in this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not get discouraged or become faint with weariness and exhaustion. We have renounced disgraceful ways, secret thoughts, feelings, desires, and underhandedness, the methods and arts that men hide through shame. We refuse to deal craftily or to adulterate or handle dishonestly the word of God, but we state the truth openly. And so we commended ourselves in the sight and presence of God to every man's conscience. But even if our gospel also be hidden to those who are perishing, obscure to those who are spiritually dying, and veiled to those who are lost. For the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image and likeness of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts so as the light of the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. However, we possess this precious treasure in human vessels of earth, that the grandeur and exceeding greatness of the power may be shown to be from God and not from ourselves. We're hedged in on every side, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassments and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair. See, this is talking about in trial, our perception of it. We are pursued, but not deserted. We're struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the liability and exposure to the same putting to death that the Lord Jesus suffered, so that the life of Jesus also may be shown forth by and in our bodies. For we who live are constantly being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be evidenced through our flesh, which is liable to death. Thus, death is actually at work in us, but life in you. Yet we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, "I have believed, and therefore have I spoken." Who we too believe, and therefore we speak. Let me see if I put the whole thing there. Okay, till 18. Assured that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For all things are for your sake, so that the more grace extends to more and more people and multiplies through the many, the more thanksgiving may increase to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not become discouraged. Though our outer man is decaying and wasting away, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For our light momentary affliction is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory. Thank you, Lord. Since we consider, look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. Okay, Job. Book of Job. Twenty-eight says, "You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. When they make low, you say, a lifting up, and the humble person he lifts up and saves." I like that. Joel 3. Nine and 10. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare war. Stir up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, "I am strong." Hey, warrior. So God's warriors are not strong in the flesh, but in the spirit. All right. The Lord spoke to me this yesterday morning. Again, cancer and tumors, etc. He spoke to me many years ago. Says, just because they say it is so does not mean it is so. I have made man. They say, your vital should be this. Live by the system, die by the system. Do you not think that I have carefully weighed and measured all man's ways and days, and that I don't have a plan corporately and individually? You must always remember the world system is under the god of this world unless it has been transformed by my body. In other words, unless we've conquered that. Satan's M.O., kill, steal, destroy. Pricks in your eyes, thorns in your sides. That's the world. Tumors. My containment system. God said, my containment system within the body. It's a protective system within your system. Modern medicine messes with it and kills the person or makes it worse. They pump poison into the body. I made man in my image. I have put fail safes in place. Fear not. Enjoy your life. Don't listen to what they say, but what I say. Your blood pressure, they say. Blood sugar, they say. Cholesterol, they say, etc., etc., etc. Who are they? The god of this world. I am the great physician. I see all. I know all. Lay aside all your concerns today, for no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I had it all planned out, a perfect plan before you were ever born. Rest. Take no thought. If you need to say anything or do anything, I will let you know. You're in good hands. Now, let me say, I want to say, interject something else here. And I know the message that I teach about not using means and different things. But sometimes, trying not to use means can also be a work. Now, listen to me. Sometimes we are trying to do it, thinking, well, I have to do this to get my healing or to whatever. No. What really you have to do is get in the Word. Mark 4 says to go to bed, get up, water the seed. And then when the harvest has come, the Lord will say, it's ready. Then you'll know. You won't get in a work. You can make that other way where I can't do anything and I feel condemned if I do. It becomes a work also. So you can't go wrong. Stay in the Word. Just keep doing it. Go to bed. Get up. And one day, the Lord will say, all right, harvest has come, put in the sickle, and you'll know. Okay, is that? Okay. All right. You're in good hands. Rest. Take no thought. If you need to say anything or do anything, I will let you know. You are in good hands. Satan is always stirring up men's minds to oppose me and my perfect plan. Man's plans and ways fail, but my plan always prevail. When they're heated, I know just what is needed in every situation. If my eye is on the sparrow, how much more so on you? I'm leading you and bringing you to a good end. Jeremiah 29:11. Now the deal about the tumors, I don't understand all of that, but from what I understand, if nothing is messed with, God takes care of it. It's like, you know, I've heard people say, well, you know, it just disappeared. It's like, if something comes into your body that's an alien, God has a protection concerning that source. Go check it out. I asked Amber, I said, is a tumor, if something foreign comes in, it builds a barrier around it as a protection in the body? She said, yeah, that's what it is. I said, then why do doctors mess with it? They'll go in there, start cutting on stuff, and they spread poison all throughout the body or whatever. When God has it contained and under control and He's taking care of it, He built the body to... This body rejuvenates itself every so often, you know? They think you got to do all these things. No, you don't. God made it to operate the way it's supposed to be made, and when men don't mess with it... So... The Lord doesn't want us to be afraid because, you know, there's all kinds of garbage out there about everything. It's all a false narrative. And the Lord wants us to know the truth. And when you know the truth, what does it say? When you know the truth, make you free. That's right. And you won't live in fear, and you can walk in faith and not be afraid when you start hearing all this stuff come down the pike, because it is. It's fixing to hit the fan. The ship is hitting the fan. All right, that'll do it.